Late Night Grin. Also, what does that name mean?
Good evening, folks. It is truly too late for the Late Night Grin, but we're here nonetheless. We're like 40 minutes later than usual. Super Card of Honor in the books. We are live on the Twitter, the Twitch, the YouTube, wherever you're watching. We hope you're enjoying. And we just watched something pretty damn cool, I think it's fair to say, in Philly. Pretty special moment to close out Super Card of Honor. We're going to be talking about that and so much more. Actually, probably not much more, just maybe that, but yeah. Nonetheless, we do have an expert panel, but not the one that was advertised. So before I ask how you are, Dukes, which, you know, that's a usual dance we do around here. I know you wanted to make a statement on behalf of Manny the Hooper, right, and kind of explain his absence. Pretty simple mistake was made on Manny's part. Go for it, Dukes.
Yeah, for sure. Manny may shock a lot of you to find out that Manny the Hooper did not fully grasp the concept of time zones in the United States of America. And he thought that Philly was 2 hours behind of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought the show would be over by 10 p.m. It was not.
It was not, no. And there are obviously a million questions you could ask in response to that afterwards that would kind of immediately bring into doubt how he reached the conclusion he reached.
Mm-hmm.
That is the beauty of Manny the Hooper, right? So, folks, if you're here for Manny, he's not in town. Next week, he is booked, but who knows? We'll see what happens. All right. With Manny the Hooper not here, we proceed with our trifecta nonetheless. Dukes, how are you this evening, mate?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
I'm okay. My stream yard is... This could be a night tonight. I mean, this could be... There's a lot of lagging going on. It's very unfortunate. I think WrestlePurists have broke my computer. There's some issues here at play, but I'm doing okay. Little tired, but very much glad I stayed up to watch what we just watched. Good times, no doubt about it. The confirmed shoot. How are you?
I'm doing good. Watched a pretty good wrestling show for the most part.
Yeah.
I finally sobered up after about 20 hours of riding high with a gimmick. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Good. So here's the thing, folks. We are live tomorrow night and Sunday night for post-WrestleMania shows. And those shows are going to go as long as the conversation about the show needs them to go. I think it makes sense we approach tonight similarly. We revived the Late Night Grin and we said we would do 2 hours. Maybe this will go 2 hours. Maybe it will not. We'll find out. But nonetheless, we're going to try and have some fun because I think there was a lot to talk about on this show. I don't think it makes sense to go segment for segment in order. Let's just talk grabs, right? Let's get into the thing that just closed the show, the hook for the show, and eventually, I think it's fair to say, the highlight of the show. A unique situation, right, in that it didn't really have a chance to have a build. It was not a perfect scenario in so many ways. But at some point, you kind of watch it and just realize it's Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe with around 20 minutes to play with, and they can bleed. And it navigated slightly hard turns, right? Like the crowd wants to cheer Eddie. It's not red hot necessarily, and ultimately I think it was I think it overcame all of that for a really, really strong main event. Dukes, what did you make of Eddie and Mark?
It was fucking awesome. I mean, Eddie's always great, but he was like
He was incredible tonight.
Smash. He was fucking incredible. Really spiteful. Mark's obviously. Mark Briscoe. And the thing about this match having no build is everyone kind of knows the deal when it comes to Mark Briscoe at this point. So it's not like the most important part of it. The important part is the end. And they got it right. So
yeah, I agree. I think you're right to kind of circle Eddie in that regard. This was really a very, very special Eddie Kingston performance. I think this is his best version anyway, when he's more brawler than, you know, the some of the other things he does, which I like also, to be clear, folks. But this is my... There I am again.
Why is it you?
I don't know. It's a good bit, though. But he was great. But Jack Crosby texted this man. I hate to shout out Jack, but he was right. He said, Eddie's not going to let this mean anything but the world, right? He's going to make sure that it means something. And I think that showed that. Matty, what did you make of the match?
Tremendous match. Probably I'm nitpicking, but like with a hotter crowd, it probably would have been like a complete
for sure.
The crowd was still into it, don't get me wrong, but you know, you didn't get quite the level of emotion that they were probably hoping for with the way they laid the match out. But that stuff happens in wrestling, that's not the end of the world. Eddie was awesome here, Mark's always awesome. I like that, you know, Eddie cut that promo where he basically said he was going to do exactly what he did tonight. Yeah. I like that promo actually meant something. Like, he did exactly what he said he was going to do, which was, you know, that the narrative, the All Japan cosplay Eddie, which, as you said, I still love Eddie, but yeah, this version of Eddie is the best version of Eddie. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, we've been over, you know, I don't have the full, I'm not going to be a phony and claim that I've got this full level of investment of decade. You know what I mean? You know, I've been watching Mark for a couple years now, but it was still fucking awesome. So, cool moment, fun show. I might as well just, I think what we saw tonight is what Ring of Honor should actually be, which is what we talked about. This was really what you talked about, Joe, more than anyone else, but like, they should just do these shows like once a month and not do this weekly TV show. You can, but it is what it is. I enjoyed the show. I haven't been watching the TV. I watched the one episode when they did the four women's matches, but they did a very good job with the video packages of making it seem like some things on this show had actual build that didn't really.
It's been a progression, right? So Ring of Honor TV started just over a year ago before last year's SuperCard. And that card was, it had a build, but it was very much like a one studio cycle in Orlando, and plus matches that would work for anyone without any build, right? Like it was obvious. It's very easy to kind of buy into.
Yeah.
And we've seen since then it progress, and I think you've seen the percentage shift in terms of like more, I guess, matches that are more representative of what the new Ring of Honor is, for better or worse, right? Whether you like that or dislike it, I think there's positives and negatives on this show tonight in that regard.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at tonight's show, while Kyle Fletcher isn't on Ring of Honor a lot and Eddie Kingston obviously isn't on it a lot, it felt more representative of the TV show that they allegedly produce on Thursday night, on Thursday nights. And I think there are things to highlight as positives in that regard, which we'll get to momentarily. I guess the challenge is with the world's title, and this is what we saw with Eddie, is how do you do it in a way that is befitting the talent holding the belt without killing the brand, right? Because it's like, I want Mark Briscoe to be on one of the free TV shows. They have three of them.
Yeah.
But Eddie was never on the Ring of Honor show.
No.
That's a hard thing to navigate. Because I saw, look, anyone, you know, who's not watched Leonard Grimm before, I'm the Ring of Honor guy on our channel, right? Like, that's like, I love Ring of Honor. But at this point in Mark's life, I'd like to be wrestling on TV rather than on a club. Like, it's just to me, that's simple. But they need some title representation on that damn show also. So it's a challenging thing. I don't know what the solution is necessarily. Dukes, do you think eventually we see this belt on a talent that is actually, that can actually kind of live on the show, like one of the kind of young guns coming out? Or do you think by that point, this project will have taken a different shape or give? What do you reckon, Dix?
I think it kind of depends on where ROH ends up.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just on Honor Club forever, then definitely. I think, like, a young guy would win it. But if it ends up, like, on streaming with the rest of AEW's stuff, then I don't know.
Yeah. This is hard to know. It's hard to figure that out right now, right, Matt? It's like, what? Because I don't know. We don't even know what's going to come of, you know, Rampage might be a streamer, right, by then. We don't know.
Yeah, that, honestly, that's, they need some kind of structure. Because the best Ring of Honor episodes of their weekly TV are less than 90 minutes. And the problem is that the shows sometimes are just marathons, and it's hard to pay attention the whole time. The show itself is not bad. Like, when I watch it, it's not bad at all. And so, some of the stuff they do, and I'm not genuinely, is better than some of the stuff they do in AEW in terms of, you know, some of they're a little bit more creative with promos and presentation and things. They're less worried about ratings or whatever that stuff is. But it just, sometimes you turn that show on and it's just match after match that mean little to nothing, which is fine if it's a 45-minute show, but when it's 2 hours, you kind of lose interest. And then, I mean, the biggest thing is just the atmosphere is useless. So
yes,
I don't, the real answer, this is the, you know, I don't want to spend the whole show breaking down what you do with Ring of Honor, but
he's relevant guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The answers that I want them to do, I recognize are not very realistic financially, or, you know, they need, if this show is going to exist, they should do it separately in smaller buildings. But I get why they don't do that financially and all that stuff, but it's just not the best way you can do things, but they're probably the best way of the way they're doing it. That doesn't sound great, but I get what they're doing, I guess, is my point. I get why they're doing what they're doing. It's just not the most productive way to get people to watch a wrestling show.
Right. It's good for getting the guys matches.
Yeah. Right? And we're like, Lee Johnson is a perfect example of someone who, I mean, I've liked all along, back from, you know, Dark and Elevation. But he's really started to come into his own lately. And I thought tonight was a big-time breakout performance for him. Will there be any follow-up on it? No idea. But the window is certainly there now. You're starting to see him as more of a finished product. You're seeing the influences. Like, some of the things he does, you can certainly see the influences of Cody. But then he also has the athleticism and does some of the bigger stuff that will fit in more with the AEW roster. I think he's got a really high ceiling.
I've always, I think that he's kind of a weird one that, like, fell through the cracks a little bit. They were really high on him initially.
Yeah.
He got hurt, I think, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been hurt a couple times, I think.
Yeah. I'm glad to see him get in. We'll definitely talk about that match because that was one of the stronger matches on the show. Really kicked the show off on a high. And was kind of a good example in general of, like, the ideal Ring of Honor usage, I guess, whatever that means at this point in the game, right? But Eddie Kingston, you presume this is the end of his association, I'll say, with Ring of Honor, because he's not really been on Ring of Honor. So
right.
Association with Ring of Honor. Quick question. He's teaming up with Mark and Cope at the Pape against House of Black, which I'm really excited for. Actually, that's a really cool match. What do we think? Do we think there's some angle at play here with King? Do we think Eddie may go full Mad King? I know our friend Chuck of Great Britain has been fantasy booking some heel Eddie Kingston. And there was a time where I was very dismissive. I think it's more, like, feasible now. Now that you've done the Continental thing, the Triple Crown thing, I should say. I don't know, Dukes. What do you reckon? Any chance they do some heel Eddie Kingston, or they do? He's obviously going to have some kind of arc, obviously.
Yeah.
What do you think that looks like post two title losses here? Maybe a third coming up soon. I don't know.
I think I like heel Eddie Kingston. I'm kind of ready for it, especially in terms of his matches. I want to see him be like he was tonight, just real vicious and spiteful and shit.
Yeah, I do think it's an idea that is increasingly, like, I get it. I understand the appeal of it now, Matt. Where do you stand? Heel Mad King, in or out?
I think it's probably time for it. We got the big crowning moment. You know, it wasn't the AEW World Title, but it was still pretty damn cool. Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, being a heel is even going to play to Eddie's strengths even more, which is weird because he's such a natural babyface. But, like, getting truly angry Eddie Kingston, yeah. I think it's probably about time for it. If he does a program with Cope, that'd be pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about it. There's some flaws there, you know, the doing it here with the House of Black involved, with the story that he really never finished in the past. And
oh, yeah.
How do you turn him heel and not? I mean, I guess you can do it without associating him with
them. You could just walk out on them, right?
Yeah.
You could do something like that. It'd be interesting. Definitely intrigued what Eddie does next. My personal pitch is he stays babyface, but Christian Cage offers to be his mentor and his father figure. Because I think Eddie's sell on that would be incredible. Like, Eddie's in the ring with Schiavone after he loses all three belts, and he's down and he's like, he's beating himself up, and Christian Cage's music hits. You know, I can save you, Eddie Kingston. You just need some guidance. 43-year-old, wherever he is, Eddie Kingston, be like, nah, man, I'm good. I think that would be money, and their matches would be killer, too.
Oh, my God.
That would be my pitch, but I'm cool with, you know, I'm intrigued by what they do next with him. You mentioned earlier, Matt, the kind of All Japan cosplay deal, and it's like, I want to stress, whenever I say that or allude to that, it's like, it's because I want Eddie to have more faith in how great he is. You know, it's like, Eddie Kingston is great enough to just be Eddie Kingston. He doesn't have to spend an entire match paying homage. It's great that he does that, and he loves the history of the game, and he has great respect for the legends of wrestling, but Eddie Kingston's just fine as he is. You know, he doesn't need to be constantly kind of playing other people's tracks. So that's the thing. I think you saw that tonight, how special King can be. And speaking of special, Mark Briscoe is... There was no greater Jay tribute spot than bleeding like that, was there?
Yeah. There was the part where he was like hanging upside down in the corner,
yeah,
and the blood was all like stringy and shit, and it looked exactly like Jay in the cage match against Joe.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and speaking of such, while I'm fantasy booking, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. We need to get Mark a Wembley entrance, fellas.
Oh yeah, with give me back my bullets,
Mark Briscoe. Samoa Joe, Wembley Stadium, Ring of Honor World title is a cool moment. It's a cool history thing. He gets his win on Joe. That's like a great stadium match too, because they'd need, what, 10 minutes, 12 minutes to have a great stadium match. Like, I'd like them to do something with Mark at Wembley. But what do you reckon, Matt? What do we think Ring of Honor World Champion Mark Briscoe looks like? And this is the way they transition it to one of those younger guys, or is it just a case of cool match graphics ahead?
Genuine take is it's just going to be Mark Briscoe as he's been for the last few months. He's just going to have the belt with him in his entrance. Like, I don't think they really is
fun by me.
Yeah. I'd actually be not, it's hard because you're like the Wembley thing would be so cool, but man, I'd be tempted to actually do a Ring of Honor show that weekend over there because I feel like you could get another pretty solid house. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised they didn't do that last year. But yeah, that I would hate. You know, you don't want to do Joe and Mark. I mean, if you can do it in the stadium, I would do it. But I'd be tempted to do another Ring of Honor show that weekend.
Kind of takeover style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Definitely feels like the TV deal, whatever that's going to look like, is going to shape things. But nonetheless, great, great match. Very, very moving post-match. Ian Riccoboni had an amazing call on the post-match celebration. Wonderful, wonderful call. You know, and it was, as someone who did watch a lot of the Briscoe stuff, and that does have that connection, I was thankful that it did feel the way I wanted it to feel. You know, maybe not to 100%, but it was close. And I think, again, not a perfect situation, but two wrestlers that were just too great to let it be anything but worthy of the moment. And the Briscoes are Ring of Honor, right? Like, it still stays true. So, Mark Briscoe, new Ring of Honor World Champion. And that's a great sentence, I think, to be living right now in 2024.
I kind of thought there at the end we were going to get in retrospect, they shouldn't even have done it anyway. But I kind of thought we were going to get like some of the Ring of Honor legends that aren't even there, yeah, were going to come out. But I guess that would have overshadowed Mark a little bit. So I get why you wouldn't do that. But I was kind of expecting that, like,
mm-hmm,
Joe was going to come out and maybe Danielson. Yeah. But
yeah, I think it was a case of, well, Dragon's obviously got other. But,
oh, yeah, that's true. He wasn't even there. Yeah, yeah, that wasn't even.
Yeah.
But
there was less guys in. There's less AEW guys in town for Mania this week, right, than previously. Yeah, but still cool when, you know, they had a couple of the guys out there. The Kingdom were out there, Lethal, and Dalton was out there, which I'm just messing. But great main event, highlight of the show for me. But there was other things on the show that are worth talking about. Before we do, folks, if you're watching this on the YouTubes, give us the thumbs up and the subscribe. Dukes is an expert on YouTube and has told me they're very, very important. If you're watching on not YouTube, you can still go to YouTube, do the thumbs up and the subscribe, and then go back to whatever you're watching on before. So do those things. Yeah. Yeah, see, so a reminder, maybe. Like Late Night Grin's Supercard of Honor review. So do those things. All right, Dukes, I'm letting you steer the ship for a minute. What do you want to talk about next?
Billy and Queen Aminata. What a fucking hoot.
Okay, let's break this down into... There's different pieces at play here, right?
Because
I think we should approach the finish as its own like segment of conversation, because it caused such dismay on the timeline, which popped me huge. Right, so the match itself, it was as advertised in terms of the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I go any further... Billy Starks is 19, right? 20. She's very young.
19, yeah.
19. And she has a ways to go. And that's okay. She's 19 years old. However, Queen Aminata, on the other hand, I don't see many holes in the game there, right?
Nope.
Like, every time I see her, it's like, oh shit. So she's getting better every time I watch her.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that it was very apparent to me in the midst of this match, she should not win this match because she should be on AEW TV like,
yeah,
every week pretty much. Like, she should be like a main player in that division. Billy, this is actually the perfect spot for her. Like, she will get better progressively. She's working with good talent. She has Athena as a mentor, so on and so forth. She's going to wrestle regularly as the TV champ, right? Queen Aminata needs to just be in the... She needs to be in the conversation on Dynamite and such. Like, she needs to be working with Willow in title programs and stuff. Yeah. You know, like, she's money. This was a hell of a match, mate. What did you think?
It was everything I expected it to be. Aminata is one of the best women they have now. She's better than Billy right now, but Billy was the right call to win this match. That's the story they've told. The women's side of Ring of Honor is actually the success of this Ring of Honor project. That's the one thing that they've done right. My genuine takeaway most of the time when I watch the weekly TV is that it should just be a women's promotion. And in some ways, I actually really and truly believe that, but I get why they don't do that. Billy, she's not a finished product yet, but you've already seen the growth. You know, I haven't been watching the last few weeks, but I watched the Ring of Honor TV every week there for the first year, basically. And she's gotten better and better. She's getting more comfortable as a character. That was when she got to when they signed her, she didn't have that part of the game at all, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting there. I don't know. I'm really invested in her. She was really good in this match. Obviously, Aminata was the star of the show, but it's not like Billy didn't hold her own, and she certainly had her. She takes some bumps that, man.
Oh, yeah, she's a crazy bumper.
Yeah, there aren't many, not even just women, there aren't many wrestlers, period, that are taking some of these bumps that she takes. She's fearless. She's a fascinating, in that she's kind of got that natural babyface quality to her, but...
There's a little sank there.
Yeah, she's got a little something, you know, when she's like that's, you know, when they
she's a natural into, like, she feels like she gets it in a, like, very deep rooted way, right? She understands wrestling.
Yeah. I think she's going to be one of the best in the world in 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. If you know, if obviously there's other factors that can go happen there, but I think she's got a very, very, very high ceiling. But yeah, she was really good here. This was, you know, when they, the way they ended the Athena and Billy match, I had my doubts about, you know, having Billy go right back to being a minion. They did it right. The follow-up to that has actually been good. Even though I haven't, you know, I usually go out of my way to, because they usually post their promos and their segments. Mm-hmm. I always watch those, and they've definitely done a good job of kind of evolving their relationship to where, like, Athena's actually genuinely proud of her now and kind of treats her more, you know, not an equal, but more so. And Billy, you actually seen Billy learn the lessons. And yeah, this was a cool, it'd be interesting to see the follow-up to this, because they're both champions now and they can kind of go on a power trip, and they probably should.
Feels like they kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's hard to see, like, how this Athena Billy thing ends anytime soon. It's going to be interesting how they map that out.
Billy seems to be the one to beat her for the title too. I mean, that's
exactly.
Kind of
like, but that feels like that would have
go.
To be,
yeah,
had to be back at Final Battle pretty much, right?
Right.
Like, I don't know if you can get there by a Death Before Dishonor. Like, that's, yeah. I don't know, but it's very much like the NXT thing of yesteryear, where it's like, man, I really love seeing Athena as the Ring of Honor Women's Champ, but it would also be cool. You know, like, you're kind of torn between those things. It's a hard thing to figure out what you want, really. Because I think, you know, Athena at this point, obviously, would be a huge asset. When you look at the current champs in the AEW Women's Division, like, it'd be great to have her in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing great work. It's a difficult thing, but nonetheless, Dukes, what did you make of the match, mate?
I thought it was awesome. They beat the dog shit out of each other.
Yeah.
I think it took Billy a little bit to get going, but probably because it was like her second match of the day and like fifth match in the past two. So I kind of expected it. Queen Amanada is like incredible. That snap suplex is different. That shit is godly.
She has some of the best offense I actually think it's like unfair to say she's some of the best offense in the women's division. Yeah, that's like unfair.
In AEW,
like,
I think.
Her strikes, I wouldn't want to know what they feel like. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
They look and sound amazing.
They got a couple women like that now.
Yeah, it's her and Mariah, but it was Mariah's first match, right? Mm-hmm. Was Queen, I think. They need to run that back some, I think. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a lot to like here. That's the finish. I count among the things to like, because the finish to me is correct professional wrestling horseshit.
Yes.
Speaking of such, the execution of this finish is legitimately one of the funniest things that I've ever seen, because they seem to be caught between like, this will actually be the most serious angle ever. Yes, indeed. we've got guests coming, folks. On one hand, it was the most serious thing ever, and they got the shot of the announcers.
Yeah.
And then on the other, poor Billy's getting sat up.
Uh-huh.
Nigel's still thinking about how she might have to retire, and they're pulling her up. Get up now, come on. Anyway, folks, we do have a fourth man after all. It's not Manny the Hooper. It's much better than that. Founding father, LNG Hall of Famer, the big man is back.
Hello, Jack Crosby.
Hey. I'm on my iPad.
Beast.
How do I do it? Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Jackie,
oh, no.
can you hear us?
I don't like this.
I don't think he can hear us.
I can hear you.
Oh.
I don't like the whole, like, my camera's over here. And
you're good, though, bro. You're good. Jack, did you like the supercard of the honor?
I loved it.
Good.
Loved it.
Good. Let's I want to give you a chance about Mark and Eddie, because we just covered that. I want to give you a chance too. So what did you make of the main event, mate?
It was perfect. It was everything I could have asked for. Eddie did a great job, and I'm sure he was happy to do it. But like, Eddie did a great job in his role of making Mark Briscoe the ROH champion.
Yeah. Well, I agree completely. He kind of leaned heel, right? Without betraying who he is, he leaned just enough heel, made Mark the main character. It was a wonderful time. I know you're alongside me as the kind of Ring of Honor guy on LNG, right, Jackie? And it's cool to see him get that moment.
It was so cool to see Mark get that, man. If Tony Khan was smart, and he is, I'm sure, maybe. Don't know. But this gives you an opportunity to kind of like reassess where you are with this brand.
Yes, sir. I'm with it. Okay. We were just talking Bill Starks and Queen Aminara. I was laying out the finish. Dukes, what did you make of the maybe Billy Starks is going to have to retire? Oh, wait, no. She's okay. Finish this. This is some good old-fashioned pro wrestling.
I fucking loved, like, commentator, like, somber voice. Billy Starks has such a bright future. This is a shame. It's hard to watch, folks. And then they cut back, and she just fucking suplexes Aminata on her neck. Incredible grab.
Big suplex, dude. Yeah. Six suplex. And her face afterwards, too.
Yeah,
and
when she had the choke in. Oh,
yeah. And Ian was like, this is disgraceful.
Yeah. He did it for, like, the lead into the next match.
People were mad at that. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I saw so many people on Twitter like, oh, you shouldn't do it. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Tell him, Jack.
It is, like, in fear of going full Dwayne, because I know Jack and I, we talk about the wokes a lot, but... By the way, seriously, quick detour. Holy fuck. The Dwayne thing is more severe than we realized, fellas.
Fucking crazy. He is
gone, bro. He did a whole speech about the wokes and cancel culture. He's fucking gone. Anyway, right, seriously. It is, like, wild to me that there are wrestling fans that now, like, refuse. I will not be worked under any circumstance. And if I am worked, it is actually a moral failing.
And that's a fucking problem. That is
not good, bro.
Problem.
It's so weird.
And we're taking their tricks away, bro. Like, what are we doing?
Look, man, I'm sorry. And for those of you who, if you actually thought Billy was hurt, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Right.
Like, but at the same time, look, I'm not. That's a good thing if you get caught up in it like that. That's a good thing.
Let's be fair. When she first did the mump, that's fine. If you believed it, I get it. When they cut to the announcers, I believe. When they started pulling her to her face.
Yes.
No, actually, shoot. I don't think that's... I think the problem is people think the angle itself is distasteful.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, fuck off! It's pro wrestling! Holy man. Shit!
It was, I thought it ruled. I started laughing right away.
What are we doing here?
The biggest, like, I don't know what's wrong with people, man. Like, we've got here's the thing. We got so far gone into horseshit finishes that people have now declared that you can't do them ever. Which is not the way you're supposed to do pro wrestling. Sometimes you need to do shit like this.
Yes.
Like, this was a development for Billy Starks. Like, she wouldn't have done this 6 months ago. Like, it fucking ruled, man.
Dude, not every match can end with one of the wrestlers running out of moves to do. Like,
it's a Tony Khan pro wrestling show. If you actually thought she was hurt and they were that prepared to cover for it. If she had actually been hurt, it would have been fucking chaos, man.
No, my favorite was how they kept cutting to commentary and then to the ring. Commentary to the ring. Commentary.
Nigel was godly. When Nigel goes, careers can end in the blink of an eye.
I love shit like that, man. Like, I get it. You can't do it all the time. And that was the problem is we got that shit all the time for a while. But... it's fine, man. And let's be clear, like, I'm not even pretending it's like the greatest finish of all time.
No, it was just a wrestling finish.
Yeah, yeah, it fucking ruled, man.
And there is, I should say, there are times you can do something like this where the context would make it like distasteful, right? Like if it's a guy who has, like the Buff Bagwell one's a famous one, right? Yeah. Where like he came back from the broken neck and they had him like sitting, like laying there for ages about not being able to feel his arms. And it was like, Danielson, it was such a nothing.
Concussion cells, which we well, go because it's Danielson.
Don't even have to go after a bad bitch, bro. Come on. Let him cook. You know, let him do his fencing cell. But Danielson, he's, seriously, though, it does make a difference that Danielson legitimately is back on offense within, what, like a minute? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's not,
yeah.
It's not like he's trying to get, you know. But anyway, enough about Bryan Danielson. Has he wrestled yet?
I think it's happening right now, actually.
Right now? At this minute?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, dude, should we do play-by-play? I'm
so mad tonight.
I don't know if I can find it.
Yeah,
that Billy Stark stuff got me so fucking mad.
I noticed you started doing this shit, dude. That's never a good sign when they start doing the quotes in the air. All right,
we've lost the plot a little bit with wrestling, Jackie.
It sucks, dude. Like it fucking sucks. I am so sick and tired of this shit.
He's right, bro.
He is right. I'm
so sick of it.
This sport now is a place where guys come out and tell us that wrestling's cool while I'm literally watching the wrestling show. They're telling me that I'm allowed to like it.
Yeah.
I'm already watching it, Adam. You're right, Jack. Let's talk about this shit. What
I'm so tired. I'm fucking tired. Like, I'm done.
We got news stories. Done. Jackie, we got news stories. CM Punk and Seth Rollins are actually getting on well, guys. Everything's okay. You can enjoy it now.
Oh my god! Who the fuck cares?
Let them hate each other.
Jesus,
I don't give a shit.
Christ!
Oh my god!
I am so
right
that fucking.
I know.
Dwayne, of all people, came back to fucking open everyone's eyes.
He's bringing wrestling back to America.
Fucking Dwayne, of all people, came back and is like, here you go, you fucking nerds. This is how it's done.
Dwayne also tells us that wrestling is cool again, though, every time.
You know how...
Right. No, everyone's perfect. All right, no one's perfect.
All right, Dwayne, listen.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But at this, but if he mixes it,
so no, I know. Well, I'm just fucking around.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm not saying you're right. Like you're right. Like he's saying that. But he is fucking placating everyone.
Yeah,
everyone has their faults, folks.
Dwayne is the baddest motherfucker in the game, man. Like, yeah, like let's be clear. I ain't watching clear. It. That's a bad motherfucker. Because listen.
The girl clap, like the clap.
This motherfucker made people wait for an hour and 45 minutes. That was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And then what he did when he showed up was, your sports team is bad. And everyone on Twitter
it's
said,
so
real fucking music.
It
God
is
bless
so
him.
Easy. This fucking pro wrestling shit is so easy. And here's the thing. Like, Dwayne Cena run was like a fucking run through the motions. I don't know what clicked with this son of a bitch.
Like, he's lost his mind.
He lost his mind. Yeah, that's the answer.
But for him to just come back and go, all right, listen, here is the way pro wrestling is supposed to work. Let me school everyone.
Crusaded against the wokes professional wrestling.
We've had the last, what, 6-7 years of people sucking off Triple H going, you're the best, you're this, you're that. Dwayne comes back in and within months is like, no, this is how it's done.
Dwayne is like, fuck the OI.
Whoa.
Midlife crisis is a hell of a thing, man. And look,
because
he's gonna wake up Sunday morning needing like 4 surgeries,
like
all worth it.
Sure, I didn't talk to you about this yet, since we're in the same, like, Honest to God. Obviously, when I was a teenager, like, I loved Dwayne and The Rock. He has this run with Cody and Roman, and he has jumped up my all-time list so fucking far. Because it's like, oh shit, he is so fucking good at this. Like,
dude, the idea of
never appreciated how good he really is at this.
The idea of Jack walking over to his whiteboard and scrubbing names off the all-time list and moving Dwayne up.
Brother, look.
He's so good.
He's, yeah, he is true.
Jackie.
Bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
We got, what, probably 2 years now of Roman Reigns is the greatest of all time conversation. And Dwayne came back and completely sunned him.
He just fucking came in. It's different, bro. It's different. When Dwayne's around, it's different. You know?
Levels.
And
anyway.
But yep. To me, like, but to me, like, I don't mean to get off track, but like, that's where,
well,
it's like,
carry on. Carry on.
Like, if the glass shatters, like, mm-hmm. That's the funniest thing. Like, Steve will always be a step ahead of him. Always. Like, all time. Like, Steve is just, Steve's the greatest of all time. Like, but how this son of a bitch just came right back in. And I'm sorry. I was just because I was telling my wife before, like that story he told, how he was sitting on the beach in Hawaii.
That was
insane. And he was like, it dawned on me, like, this isn't my story, it's Cody's story. Like, he's fucking
sick. He is fucking insane, dude. Like, genuinely, he's not
fully gone.
This story is going to take a dark turn, I feel. But this, when we get done with this wrestling, what Dwayne does after that, I don't want to see it. It's going to be bad.
Like, Cody's going to win. Like, he's doing this for Cody. Like, it's clear he's doing
when Raw is on Netflix, he's going to shoot someone. I'm telling you. He's going to come out and shoot someone.
But, like, when I got to that part in the ESPN interview where he was like, I was sitting on the beach in Hawaii, and it just, like, yeah, I need to be the bad guy. It's like, what the?
Jack, I think you saw this. I know Dukes and Joe didn't see this. The kickoff of his football league last Saturday.
Yeah.
Dwayne was in a fucking tank top.
Yeah.
And at one point, Dwayne and Danny are in the booth with Kurt and Joel Klatt, and they're basically openly making fun of Dwayne for not dressing up. And you can see in his face that he's trying not to get pissed.
How about that girl a few weeks ago with rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, yes. God. So fucking incredible.
They said something like, thanks for dressing up, and the look on it.
But
he's so gotten to. In the
wrestling world, he can't lose. And this benefited Cody Rhodes so much because he knew that if they tried to go through with this whole him babyface and him and Roman heel thing, he was gonna lose. So he was like, no, fuck that. I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the pin on that one. All right, we should do this will be enough. This we'll do this in our post show when we talk about politics, right, Dukes? All right. Okay. Matt, what match would you like to talk about next, mate?
What haven't we talked about?
We only did two matches.
Yeah.
The Mariah May match ruled.
Yeah.
She's spectacular, dude.
She kicks ass. She liked my tweet. She likes every tweet, though.
Yeah, she's a vanity searcher. She's a beast.
Insane vanity searcher.
Yeah. I'll be careful. I've seen the best play the game and lose when it comes to vanity searching. Cody Rhodes has fought those wars. If you did a graph of Cody's success rate with logging off, telling you, you'll be careful, right, mate? I don't think you're watching. I hope you're not, for your sake, but just be careful. But God, she's awesome, though. Seriously, bits aside, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's I'm becoming increasingly convinced that, like, you just build the whole division around her.
It's crazy.
Willow Nightingale.
Well, yeah, Willow's phenomenal.
You got a sick division, dude.
That match
Willow, Chris, Mariah, Mercedes, you know?
It's crazy. Mariah, like, she, like, wasn't good last year, like, at this time. Like, a year and a half ago when she first kind of started him. But now she's fucking incredible.
Yeah. Did you see what Dukes just did to us there, guys? He just did the I would start him thing, bro. Yeah.
No.
No, you're right. I'm just fucking around. Carry on. You was actually correct. You're actually doing some wrestling.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
No.
What did you have to say?
Well, like, you know, when last year, this time, she was really not that good, you know, but when you go under the learning tree of Rossi Ogawa, you start fucking throwing shotgun drop kicks, you know, so.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's different. No, you were right, though, seriously, dude. You do watch wrestling. I've heard about it.
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
Mariah May's awesome. I'm starting to concede on the Kyle Fletcher thing, I think. Yeah, I don't know, though. Good. I don't know, though, man. The hair, innit? It's tough, innit?
The look's something, man. I don't know.
Listen, the face makeup today.
Listen.
Nah.
Not it, bro. Nah. That shit was embarrassing.
Nah, his offense is genuinely he's fucking like, awesome. Really good. Yeah, his offense is awesome. Great. We got to figure out the paint haired gear thing. It's a problem.
He resembles Will.
Yeah.
Too much because
Will he's gonna dye his hair purple.
He has to find himself. Like he is literally in the same position Will was like 4 or 5 years ago.
A little longer, I think. But yeah, his biggest challenge now is that Will works there, right? It's like but he's very exciting to watch. Man, I know you're a fan, right?
Yeah, I mean I like him. Adrian loves him. Which was a
Adrian,
for me.
Is Adrian not swayed by the hair at all?
No. She quite likes him.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Since we're on that topic, she went to bed halfway through the Athena Shida match, so I guess that's her review of the match.
Wow. There you go, folks. Now the hot takes really begin. The Fletcher match was genuinely a really good time.
Though. He's good. When the topic there for a while was that he wasn't good, I was baffled by that topic. I didn't think he was great then, but I still thought he was good. He has flaws, but he's young. Yeah, I think he's got a pretty high ceiling, which I keep saying tonight, but it's just true.
Well,
he does.
What is he, like 25?
Need some new roofs, bro.
Yeah.
He Nigel McGuinness tonight declared that he could be a champion in any promotion.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would he say that? And I was like, oh yeah, this is Ring of Honor, which is definitely a different promotion. You know, like I was like, what?
He could be one in any of the other promotions that AEW's affiliated with.
Dude, that running kick he does in the corner is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Every Cole time. Fletcher.
Yeah,
sick. He has really, really cool moves. Lee Johnson looked good too. Needs a little more urgency.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's, you know, it's one of those things, it's a really tough balance. He's trying to work the people and get the people involved, but you do have to try like you're winning sometimes, you know. The biggest compliment I can give to the opener is they actually convinced the people that they cared about who wins. And when Lee came out, you could tell they didn't really give a shit. By the end of the match, they wanted Lee to win, dude. They were like really getting behind Lee Johnson. I thought he was going to for a second, honestly. Well, the beauty of the Ring of Honor papes is you have no clue who's going to win the title matches because the belts don't really exist. Like the Kingdom match, it's like probably the Kingdom, but I don't know. Like it's the Ring of Honor tag belts, bro. Who knows? So it's always hard to say, and hopefully, as you said, Lee gets something moving forward. Jack, you didn't see the Fletcher match, did you?
No.
Dukes, anything else on Fletcher and Lee, mate?
No, I think you guys covered it. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Anything to say about when Lee was in Stardom when he wasn't quite as good?
He wasn't in Stardom, bro. Someone clear doesn't watch, so.
Are you sure? All right. Speaking of Stardom, I'm going to go straight to Dukes on this one as the expert. Yeah, bro, that Stardom showcase match was sick, dude. Seriously.
I'd like to clarify, I'm not actually a Stardom expert.
On this panel?
Yeah, fair. I'm the most qualified. Yeah.
But even if you'd never seen any of the Stardom talent before, Dude, that match was killer. What a perfect showcase.
Am I the only one here that's subscribed to Stardom World?
Pervert.
Yes. Yeah. You all subscribe to all of it, though, dude. You have that MLW one that they, like, deleted from the internet 6 years ago.
I have Wrestle Universe for some reason.
Wrestle Universe?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Takeshita.
Yeah, probably.
I don't have any now. I have physical media only. I don't have an internet connection, you know?
I have an All Japan subscription.
You do.
East.
You do.
I never use it, but I have it.
There was a stretch there where I use that more than you, which yes. Rules.
To watch these ROH shows, I use Bob's.
Yeah, I knew that.
Why is Bob still subscribed, bro?
He still watches. I don't know, but...
He does not still watch. Fuck you.
My wife and I were rearranging the house today, so and she wanted my TV, which is really nice, and I'm so pissed, for the bedroom. So we had to bring another TV down here, so I had to text Bob before and ask him for his login.
And he actually came through. Knowing Bob, he resubscribed so he could give you a login. Knowing him, right? He's that kind of guy. Like, he would actually do that. But
I love him.
Bless his heart, bro. Bless his heart. Dukes, did you like this Stardom match, bro?
Yeah, it was great.
Sick,
I liked Team Captain Azumi popped me. She got she got the entrance. She got the Tron, the music and everything. I liked it.
Everyone had a good show in here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Micah Kamatani had a good run.
Micah is the shit, bro. I love Micah.
Yeah.
If you guys, I don't know if you guys have seen her match with Megan Bain from the Stardom show yesterday.
I have not, no.
Megan Bain is legit, too.
Oh, yeah, I've heard great. I've seen Megan. I haven't seen that match. The pace. And it was, I tweeted about it, like, jokingly, but it was actually a real thing. Like, the Kingdom match, they should have changed their match accordingly. Like, their first 5 minutes was go, go, go. You cannot try and do go, go, go as 200-pound men when the Stardom women have just done go, go. That pace is different, bro. The match was awesome. Jack, as a proud subscriber, what did you think?
It was so good. Like, that was the perfect showcase match for these women. In front of that many people and how many ever people watch on TV. Like, that's... Because it was a good jump off point, because it appears now that there's going to be a whole AEW Stardom deal going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good way to get it going, to introduce people to it.
Yeah, and it's also good to get like the talent comfortable working under that umbrella without having to do TV times, and like they basically could have very much a blank slate.
Yeah.
It gives them more comfort and confidence in that saying. It was a good fit. And I always like that plan anyway, the promotional showcase where you bring it, like, it's always sick, right? That's a cool thing. So yeah, this was a hoot, Matty. What did you think?
I liked it a lot. I mean, I'm not super familiar with most of them. I've seen Azumi before. Obviously, I saw Mina. She wrestled Anna Jay in Ring of Honor a couple weeks ago, which is actually pretty good. And it seems pretty clear that they're good. We're getting some kind of story with Mina and Tony, and you know, how fleshed out will it really be? Who knows? But it seems like that's going to be Forbidden Door. So yeah, hopefully we get some. I liked what they did tonight with Mariah. If you know the story, you know it. I only kind of know it just from, you know, I know they teamed up and they were called Rose Gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then they did a good job of explaining it without like beating you over the head with it. So. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do there. Mariah's obviously, I mean, it seems like the end of the day, Mariah's going to beat Tony. Maybe not necessarily for the belt, but you know, we're going to get there eventually. But
I think she should beat her for the belt.
I agree, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that, but I'm not confident.
Depends what's happening with Jamie Hayt, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Got a lot I need of Jamie options. Back, bro.
Weird one, man. It's, well, I do. There's a bit, I do I, feel like in an ideal world, if, Mercedes was if, doing something with Tony.
Yeah, if you're gonna hold on Jamie for whatever reason, injury or otherwise, you gotta do Mercedes. Like, let the story play out with Tony. You have to do Mercedes with Jamie.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, because Mercedes is gonna. Like, I think she's going to turn heel to be Willow, I think.
Yeah.
Well, is she ever going to wrestle?
Yeah, Double or Nothing.
Apparently, it's Double or Nothing's gonna be the first match, which is crazy. Kind of spooky in itself. Yeah, but that would have been a year out of the ring at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that, close to it.
But yeah,
I think she'll be fine once the bell rings. She's so good in the ring. I just getting there is my concern now.
Right.
Not that it's been awful. It's just like, it already doesn't feel like as big a deal as you'd like it to, right? And it's been 4 weeks.
That song sucks, man.
It does. You're right. Yeah, you actually were right about the song, unfortunately.
I tried defending it at first and, like, you know, doing my bits about it. They need, you know what it needs? It needs something at the beginning to, like, signify that it's her. We need
CEO.
Yeah. Well, no, it needs like a cha-ching or something at the beginning like that, you know? Like a cash register sound.
Yeah.
Or a vroom.
Do the CEO chant as loud is a real issue. Yeah. Sorry, Matt. What's your summit?
They need like a digitalized voice saying her name because all the best themes have the rest of the name in them.
True.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What if they had you know, the start of the Matt Hardy theme? It used to go?
I don't think you're going to get any of us to do it.
No, not the AEW one. What was his old WWE theme? What did they say at the start of his theme?
Oh, yeah.
What if Mercedes' theme was exactly the same, but that was attached at the front?
But it's still Matt Hardy.
Yeah, of course. It's a tribute spot, bro.
Why not?
Yeah, that's a good idea. The theme's bad, and, well, you know, it's just not very good thus far. But what are you going to do? Can't all be winners, can they, fellas?
This is about what I expected. These matches will be awesome, and the rest of it's going to be what it's going to be. So,
yeah.
We just got to get to the matches.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, we haven't gotten to the matches yet. Like, you keep trotting around on TV. It's like, well, okay, well, when is she going to do what she's known for?
Yeah.
Fucking May 27th, 25th, whatever it is. Like,
it's like, they even with Punk, they definitely did exhaust. Like, hello everyone, I am in AEW. They definitely exhausted with Punk, but he's famous for talking. Fast,
at the same time,
he wrestled way faster, right? Way faster.
Yeah, but like apples to oranges because he was gone from wrestling for 7 years.
No, well, I'm sorry, Jackie. We agree. What I'm saying is, they exhausted with him, but at least with him, it was like he wrestled more and he's famous for being a promo guy. You know, like trying to run it back in a more extreme way. Again, it's obviously a thing where she's not cleared. It has to be she's not cleared. Has to be.
Yeah.
There's no way she wouldn't wrestle. Anyway, what other wrestling matches were on this show?
The Infantry and the Kingdom.
That was all right.
Yeah. Decent.
Yeah. I like the Infantry. I was watching Iowa UConn. During that match, I'm going to be honest.
Boy, the finish to that was fucking horse shit. You want a bullshit finish to a basketball game. Wasn't shit's great. More work than wrestling.
Okay, Bischoff. Bischoff got a chance. I don't know if you guys remember this. Bischoff got a chance to do a TED talk and just spent the whole thing being like, politics? It's just wrestling. Football. And it's like, yeah, man, like we get it. Like, is there anything else you got to say up here, Eric? Because you got like 20 minutes to fill. Just list something and says it's wrestling. Anyway, shout out to Eric Bischoff, I guess. I don't know. Do we still share Eric Bischoff or not?
No.
We do, right?
I'm gonna fucking do one of the super chats and ask him about Pat Tanaka.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You should actually do that. That would be great. The fact you asked Albert about that is one of the funniest things that ever happened on the late night grin. You can check that out at latenightgrin.com. It is episode 90-something. It's called Suit Yourself. It's very funny. Kingdom are a good team, man. Good team.
Yeah. No one cares about them, but they're good.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they haven't been given much chance in that regard, have they? I mean, they've been complete fucking just goons on the TV show. But they also, I know it's a schedule thing, but they got to work out something. Like, if they can't have Maria. They need, like, that group needs, like, a valet or manager or someone who's interested.
I don't understand, like, why Maria's not there.
It's, what is the, Matt, it's a scheduling thing, right? Like, is that
the goal, which doesn't happen every single week, but most weeks, is that Mike's at one TV and Maria's at the other, so they're never both gone. One of them stays home with the kids, right, and the other one.
All right, that's good. And,
yeah,
I respect that. That's
with that in mind, we need to get them, like, we need to get the group, like, another someone to be a valet or a, we need. They are so fucking boring to just look at visually, that group. But we need some, yeah, like, anything to just spice the act up a little bit, dude. Yeah. Roddy Strong's one of my favorite wrestlers ever. The most interesting thing about them visually is he has a moustache now. Like, it's brutal. They look, there's no juice there. But anyway.
They should get Lacey. Remember her from Ring of Honor?
Don't start this, because you know what you're doing, and that's a joke that literally only I understand.
Yes.
Let's tell it. Right, so the other day, I text Matt, and I was like, did you see this, Becky? I'm going to paraphrase. I said, did you see this Becky Lynch thing where she was talking about not wanting to work with Lacey? And Matt was like, I never saw Lacey, but I'm a fan. And I thought you were just being a pervert. I was like, all right, fine. I was thinking he must have seen Lacey Evans. He must have. And he's like talking about he had Lacey on EWR and shit. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is he talking about? It's Lacey Evans. You definitely saw Lacey Evans. And then he's like, she has a 9 on Cage Match. And I'm like, okay, stop. No, she doesn't. What are you talking about? And then I realized that we're talking about different people entirely.
I forgot Lacey Evans even existed.
And for some reason, you thought poor Lacey of independent wrestling fame was being brought up in Becky's book.
Watch out for that. That fucking ruled, man.
It was awesome. But anyway, I don't think either of those are going to be managing the Kingdom.
No.
No.
The infantry are okay.
Yeah.
Good energy. They rush a lot. Sean Dean is... you know, he's all right. Carly Bravo, he makes a lot of sounds.
Yeah.
Carly Bravo also tonight took part in one of the funniest table spots I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
In which he took a long run up to sort of just... to quote Papa Holbert, fall down. The table sort of curved under them.
I think what the infantry are the perfect example of is we've reached a point where just being a good TV worker isn't good enough anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're perfectly solid professional wrestlers, perfectly solid TV wrestlers, but that doesn't cut it anymore.
Imagine the wins that have racked up on WCW Pro.
Right. Like...
while Dusty talks about their pedigree.
Like, I think they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Tag team, and everyone thinks they suck because that's just where we are now. Like, the bar is so high that.
Like, I have my fun with Sean Dean because he does his moments, but, like, genuinely, I don't think they suck at all. I know you don't either. Like, I actually like them fine as a mid card team, but it is. AEW is an interesting roster in that regard. I think a lot of their audience wants the show to just be like straight, like killers all times. And it clearly isn't the way that Tony wants to do his wrestling at all. There's always like, you know, Zach Zodiacs on the roster. Like, it's Chris weird.
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, mate.
The little one has dance tomorrow. I just wanted to drop in.
You sure did.
Love from Mark Briscoe and Dwayne. I love Dwayne so much.
I know.
I love him so much.
I love him too, Jackie. All right. If you want to do the same thing tomorrow or Sunday, you're welcome, bro. So I'll speak to you soon.
Probably Sunday, not tomorrow, right, because I have basketball. So
to be clear, you mean covering it. You're not playing, right, I assume?
Well, I could still play. Listen, I'm 6'5". I could still play. Basketball.
You're running the 4? What are you playing these days? Stretch 4, Jack Crosby?
I could probably do a 4. I could probably do a 4.
My God.
Yeah.
All right.
How many minutes do you...
Al Horford. 40,
but...
Jack, genuine question, Jack, before you leave. How many minutes do you think you could play in a college basketball game before you sprained your ankle?
My ankles are good, actually.
Okay.
So I could probably play the whole game.
Okay.
I'm a football player. Now, if you ask me how is,
what are you doing? You're entering blood sport next?
No, I was a quarterback.
You were. There's a very funny photo of you in your prime football days.
I used to be something. I used to be.
We need to get Jack and Alex booked on blood sport. Just Jack versus Alex.
Jack would beat the shit out of Alex, dude.
Me versus Alex would just be us trying to see who could chug as many beers. There would be no physical violence. We would just sit like Indian style, like CM Punk, and just start fucking chugging. And see if the, like, the first one to puke loses.
Alex's actual plan would be to have Bobby Dutch show up and just hope no one spots the difference, right?
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd be like, fuck, Alex is hooping. Anyway, Jackie, get yourself a night's sleep, bro.
All right. See you guys.
Sweet bye.
Bye, Jack.
There it is. One of the all-time great late-night green cameos right there.
I have a live update from Tope Suicida, who was at the show. He had bought the signed Mark versus Eddie Kingston poster.
Oh, that's very cool, dude. That's very cool. I hope you had fun, the Tope Suicida. Tope and I have a new collaboration coming out in a couple of days. Kurt Angle, Ken Anderson match review.
It's very good.
It is really cool.
The editing is fucking hilarious.
There's a moment in it that made me laugh out loud. Tope is killing it. So shout out, Tope. I hope you had fun.
Dude really said he could play all 40 minutes without getting hurt.
I knew he was going to, too. Yeah. I knew.
Dukes.
Because he was always going to say that, wasn't he? It's just what he does. Jackie.
How many times do you think Jack's going to vote for Dwayne in the Republican primary in Pennsylvania? Like, definitely more than once, right?
How many times can you vote?
Five times.
Once, but Jack will find a way.
Yeah.
He just asked how many times can you
vote? I've never done it before. What do you want from me? I'm very young.
To be fair, Jack's never respected the rules, right? True. Remember when he won Best Grin Guest?
I didn't say how many times can you do it legally.
Oh,
wait. Excuse us. We thought you'd be an expert when it comes to voting for Republicans. So just. All right. Enough about the wokes, right, Dukes?
Sure.
I swear, God, bro, when I saw the quote and Dwayne actually said wokes, I literally yelled. It made me laugh. I couldn't believe he'd actually hit that point of his life that he was saying that.
I'm not surprised at all.
Joe's seen this. So I was like, I don't understand.
But man, it's not. I'm not surprised that he thinks it. I'm surprised he actually said it out loud.
Yeah, you know? That is true.
Do you remember the thing where it was like someone accused him of saying the word snowflake and he did like a press release saying it wasn't true? when he said, I'm somewhat of a ring general, that was another classic. All right, anyway.
He said he consulted God when he was on the beach of Hawaii.
Joe, you know this spring football league that I'm watching now? He's got his logo on every single jersey.
Of course. What is his logo? The
Brahma Bull? Yeah. It's on the back above their player name on every single jersey.
Oh, God.
Because I guess, what is it, Project Rock? Is that what it's called? His Under Armour.
It sounds like a drug.
He's got a clothing line.
Is he not a drug dealer or something? Project Rock? Jesus, man. All right. Okay. Wrestling. Supercard of Honor,
mm-hmm.
The Kingdom, the Jay White and the Guns versus Suzuki, Lance Archer, and
Alex Zane.
Thank you. Yeah. Alex Zane. I just genuinely put his name there from it. It's my bad.
I thought it was going to be Shelton.
So did I.
Yeah, so did I.
I kind of wish it was because, like, as much as I like Suzuki, like, it would have just been more fresh, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been cool if it was, and I have no problem with Alex Zane, but it would have been cool if it was Shelton instead of him. So it would have been.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I know this is, like, not really the topic right now because everyone wants AEW signless wrestlers, but, like, that team with him and Lance, Zane and Lance, have them be a team, dude. Like,
yeah.
We say, like, every time we talk about Lance Archer, we're like, he needs a tag partner.
Just do them, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're fucking awesome.
Because if you do that, if you find another big man for Lance, it's just redundant.
Yep.
Him and Zayn actually have, like, a weird dynamic, and they can have different types of matches. Like, I don't know. I
do want a big man team, though.
That should be Bill and Cage. Fair. We've already seen what that looked like. It was fucking awesome. They did, like, they were like an All-Japan team. They were great. And Bill has more... How do I put this? Bill has the personality and makeup for Brian Cage.
Yeah.
Yes.
He dances and stuff, you know?
Yeah, he's very funny.
But, they're a fun team. And, like, the opening act of this was genuinely funny. Like, the way the guys were playing off Suzuki without making him fall down was sick. At one point, Austin was throwing chops, and Jay White was like, turn your hip, Austin, yeah. Turn your body into it.
Yeah.
The guns were great here. This is like the perfect spot. And the only criticism I have of this is, like, I swear, not every match has to become like a real wrestling match at some point. Like, I don't need Colton Gunn in a headlock. We're like, just do the shtick in this one, you know? Like, we'd all be fine for it. No one would ask for a refund. It's like, it's like there's like a minimum match time on these things. Like, just do the start. Just, it wasn't bad. It actually was really fun. But if you literally just do the first part with the last part, nothing is lost, you know? Like, no one would be leaving the building right now being like, fuck, man, we didn't get to see the guns cut the ring off. You know, like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Fun match, though, Dukes. It was a good one at the Six Man. It was a nice match.
Yeah, I like Jay White when he's not with the Acclaimed.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good.
Yeah. The Acclaimed have got, like, go-away heat with me now, which is... I mean, that was inevitable because I was never really a big fan, but, like... Phew,
yeah,
it's not just me anymore.
The segment... The thing tonight actually wasn't bad at all, and I was still mad about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just see them now, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, as soon as the music hits, just, oh, fuck off. Mm-hmm. It's over, man.
That clip of Alex?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
He's a nasty guy, bro. I'm sitting there enjoying my night, watching Ring of Honor Wrestling, where honor is real, and he tweets, like, ha, 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 at Joe Holborn. I was like, have I been canceled? You know, have they got me? And... they got me. Neither of you popped to that, like that was a real thing I say. Jesus.
It, yeah, man. I mean, sounds all right.
He DMs it to me like every day, shoot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're fucking thinking, after me, Dukes.
Genuinely is thinking, what the fuck is he talking about? I DM and he goes, Bronson Reed won the Andre. Dude, what is the need for publicly adding me on that? All right. Matt, do you have anything to say about the sixth member?
No, it was fine. Perfectly acceptable middle of the show match.
Yes, sir. Athena versus Hikaru Shida. Co-main event. Athena hasn't been in anything but the main event over the last two Ring of Honor pay-per-views. She got a chance here to still very much wrestle. I think the match she would have wrestled in the main event, right? Wait, hold on. Is this real? Omos was supposed to win but eliminated himself? Wait, what?
That's incredible.
I'm looking to see if there's anything on.
Okay, we need to find more about this, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Athena and Shida.
Apparently Dwayne mentioned Vince at the Hall of Fame.
Of course.
Hmm.
Yeah, of course he did. And I know Paul Wrench from Brock, because of course he did. I mean, it's that's kind of inevitable, right, really, with the old heads. For better or it's almost certainly worse.
Worse.
Yeah, well, of course, but I'm not surprised. Yeah, you try to get Rock out of here, bro. You try.
No, he's done with the wokes too, bro. He's on our side.
Oh, this is such an awful direction to take the show. Because next time Manny's on, he's gonna like sincerely start talking like this and think we're with him. It's gonna be very unfortunate. All right,
on the same note as Dwayne mentioning Vince, apparently Mark mentioned Gabe Sapolsky in the Ring of Honor scrum.
At least it wasn't Feinstein, right?
Yeah. That was fucked up. I shouldn't have done that. Apologies to Gabe Sapolsky. And I'm just going to ignore what Joe said.
I didn't say nothing. All right. Athena. Good wrestler.
I agree.
Defended the world's title against Hikaru Shida. I like this match quite a bit. Took him a while to get the people. The people were recovering from a funeral that took place beforehand. took him a while. They got him in the end. I have at this point admitted and accepted that I don't think I'm a big Hikaru Shida fan, and that's okay. Please don't get mad at me. It's legitimately 6 a.m. Just talking as friends. So I'm just not a big fan. I think her offense is like really disappointing at times, to be completely frank. She was pretty good here, and she sold her leg pretty well. And Athena is just a force of nature. Like some of the things she does physically, man. Like when she did that nip up at the last like 20 minutes deep, I was like, fuck. She's a beast. It was a good match. I liked it. It's not on the level of Athena's recent Ring of Honor title defenses. That says more about those defenses than this match. It was still a good match. And I want to stress again, Voya was following. Admirable effort. Dukes, what did you make of the Ring of Honor Women's World title match?
Yeah, I thought it took a little bit to get going. She is very hit or miss for me. I thought towards the end of the match she was pretty good, actually. Yeah. A lot of the time she like doesn't really hit her finish with like the knee. She fucking rocked her with it in like the closing stretch.
Yeah.
And the corner punches, she punched Athena in the head.
She did him like side on this time. Yeah. Right? It's a new angle.
Like this?
Yes. Yeah. Don't punch Matt.
Sorry. Look out, shoot.
God, JJ posted pictures of Lexi and Athena and Billy at the
Lexi?
Yeah, Lexi Nair.
Lexi, you have to preface. You have to say Lexi with a Y.
I thought Bockwinkle had finally got her Heenan.
apparently, Athena has stated that she wants to wrestle Azumi.
Really?
Yeah. Of all the people that would work tonight, that's who she wants to wrestle.
That would be high octane, brother. That would be explosive.
Real graps.
Mate, what did you think of Sheeta and Athena?
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was one of Athena's higher end title matches. I love Sheeta. I think it might be over.
Really?
Yeah, she's. I don't know, man. I hope I'm wrong. She looks kind of cooked, but we've seen wrestlers look cooked before and bounce back. So I'm not going to write her off. But I haven't been impressed in a while now, unfortunately. I say that very sadly.
Yeah. It looks like there's like a zip, isn't there?
I don't know what happened. It happens, man. But yeah, I don't know if it's confidence or.
So I do agree with Dukes that she got the deeper it went, I do think she looked more comfortable and got into it. And she does have a cool factor regardless of any of this.
She's
shit,
cool as hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
J-Shell's in the chat. Hello, J-Shell.
Hello, J-Shell.
Hi, J-Shell.
Omos like clotheslined the Creeds over the top rope and fell over the top rope with them. So yeah, he actually didn't live in himself.
Fuck yeah.
He seems like such a lovely guy, so I feel bad, but like that's very funny.
That's very funny.
Did you hear him laughing when Otis was telling the EO Scott story?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so awesome, dude. What a great clip that was.
One of the most like Manny things to ever come from someone that isn't Manny.
It's the closest we'll ever get to seeing Big E and Omos react to Manny the Hoover.
Yeah, that's true.
Big E, by the way, sweating profusely watching these two fellas eat. Just looking like he's in hell, just sitting there watching these guys eat. Otis doing this deal every 2 minutes where he's pulling his shirt off himself, which is always a great sign. When us big fellas are eating, that's never a good sign.
Yeah.
And Tozawa was the best. He ate the most food, I think, of all of them.
God bless.
The big man is back.
Deuce, right. can you DM your show review to J-Shell? She needs the results.
He took notes.
I did not take notes.
Oh, I thought you'd already written it for your blog.
That was nasty. To both of us, because I have a blog and he doesn't. All right. I guess it's time we talked about everything but Fight Without Honor.
22 minutes of horse shit.
It was 22 minutes?
Yeah. Third longest match of the night, and it was damn near longer than Athena and Sheeta.
Has anyone been arrested yet for that?
Guys, I love Dalton Castle.
It's over, bro.
It's time to go, man. Do commentary.
He should be a manager.
Do commentary. Like, you're a manager, yeah.
To be fair, right, look, Dalton is obviously fucked. Like, he's back. Yeah. I think he'd be the first to admit. There's a role for him to play that isn't him having 22-minute matches with Johnny TV. Speaking of such, Johnny TV, I do not want to see him wrestle ever
this
again.
This is the second time in, what, I think three – I don't think the other match was live. In 3 years, this motherfucker has ruined my WrestleMania week with some bullshit plunder match.
He's really bad, dude.
He sucks.
And he's like the worst example of like an irony wrestler. Like everything's like wink, wink. I am here to perform and be a funny bad guy for you all. Like it's so fucking lame. That spot he did where he did like a cartwheel and he just threw a super kick to the guard. I literally was like enraged by it. He was terrible here, man.
That sucked, man.
And he's also like never been good in an AEW setting. His first match there, he like shoot elbowed Samoa Joe on a lockup. Like he's just not been good. And that's actually fine. He's 45 years old, bro. Who gives a fuck, you know?
This was the most built to show match on the entire show. Like they've been feuding for 2 months now. Yeah.
At least. And I'm told that stuff was entertaining.
Some of it is. Yeah, the clips I've seen, some of them are.
This is where Tony without a time limit is actually dangerous, yeah, right?
22 like, minutes is insane.
22 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know how many classic matches are shorter than this fucking match? Like,
just bad. Just
some of the greatest wrestling matches ever are shorter than Dalton Castle versus Johnny TV.
Yeah.
And why was it Fight Without Honor?
Because they hate each other and they've been feuding for months.
Right, but Fight Without Honor is sacred, though, bro. They haven't done that many of them for history, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't know what to like, tell you, brother.
In fairness to Ethan and Tone Knees, T-Bone Tone, in fairness to them, they made it work, right? They went for it.
That match fucking rolled. Yeah.
Where is Ego?
I don't know.
They get him, Dukes?
I don't know. I think he's doing like his own. He's like running wrestling shows, I think.
Oh, seminars like Kelly?
Maybe they had him fly out of the wrong city.
No comment.
Just for months they've been doing that, man. Yeah, I don't know. It was a bad match. I saw a lot of people liked it, which, God bless you. I thought it was honestly like borderline offensive.
I left the room at one point, genuinely.
Yeah. I actually hated this match.
Yeah.
They like...
Yeah, it was really
They
bad.
Fucking plugged a Matt Cardona match on this show with Paul Walter Hauser's fucking shirt.
Didn't that was the worst part. Happen?
That's the other thing, dude. Ian Riccoboni, I love you. But like whoever's in your heads like needs to help you some because like he spotted it was him and then like four minutes later was like, oh my god.
Bro, there was a lot of that tonight, man.
It was really bad, yeah.
They acted surprised about the Bang Bang Gang title match that they plugged earlier in the show.
And they had one about, they were like, we have an announcement for Collision, FTR Wrestling Top Flight. I was like,
which we already knew. They said that on Dynamite.
Very weird.
And they said the Stardom match was starting the show and then it didn't.
Beast. Do you think they had a different crew? Because the production for this show, like the way the cameras, they were taking some insane shots.
They usually
show,
have
dude.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was Tope.
They usually shoot these Ring of Honor specials differently than they do AEW. Half the time it looks better.
The ramp is cool. Yeah. I like the ramp, but I don't want it to be the hard cam, you know?
Yeah.
I love the ramp, though. I think it's cool. Yeah, Johnny TV.
Unfortunate.
Very bad wrestler.
Match sucked. Makes me sad because I love Dalton Castle. I wish he'd have gotten
well,
on.
I knew he was fucked tonight. And
yeah,
you do too, Matt, because there was a text that was sent when he was making his entrance tonight from Jack Crosby, who texted us and said, it's a crime that Dalton Castle isn't a millionaire by now. And I just went, well, this match is going to fucking suck.
Yeah.
Locked my phone. Was like, here we go.
Yep.
And then Jack went like 50 minutes without saying a word and then was just like, I hate this. To be clear, his point ain't wrong. Poor Dalton's luck was terrible. Like,
You know how big a deal he would have been in Full Sail in Prime NXT? He would have seemed like the biggest star in the world in that building.
It's a shame, dude. It really is. I mean, he's still doing okay for himself and hopefully he can find like a manager role or a.
I mean, he would have killed it in AEW if the back injury hadn't happened. I mean,
his matches are just he's so limited physically, man. It's a shame.
He'd be interesting as a manager.
Yeah.
But we can't take the spotlight off Jacoby Watts because that's who.
Who is Jacoby Watts?
Fucking beast, bro.
Dean Alexander.
Yeah, it's Dean Alexander.
Who's Dean Alexander?
He's been a job guy in.
Oh, look. Is he a Nightmare Factory guy?
Is he? I don't know. So. But he That fucking segment was real graps, man, with him and Nick Camarado.
Yeah. Nick's looking great.
Yeah. It's probably not going to end well, but that one segment fucking ruled.
Yeah. Nick should probably win the belt, right, at this point.
He looks incredible, man.
Yeah.
Looks like a totally different person now. Good looking fella, too.
Hopefully he wrestles like one.
Yeah. You know how many times he would have sold out the Garden in 73?
Oh, brother. 73. Give him to Terry in 85 and they're rocking it, bro. They're tearing it up. His physique might be too good, though, actually. Hulk might be.
We got to dial him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dial him in, brother. Dial him in. All right. Is that everything on Supercard? I think it is, right?
Was there anything else good on the 0 Hour? There was one match that really sucked. And I don't even remember what it was anymore.
Yeah.
It was a tag match.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nice and Woods have some cool tandem offense.
That trios match was actually pretty fun.
See, Nice and Woods is another one where it's like people would hate it, but like, I would absolutely have them in the rotation as just an underneath team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're like, again, they're not interesting. You don't push them up on one pay per view, but like 7 minute match on Collision with, you know, whoever the fuck, Top Flight. Like, I think they're fine. Like, I actually think Nice is quite good. In fact, he's very bland.
Yeah.
But he's quite good. Woods is less so, but he has his own style, right? Like, they're never manager. WCW pro, brother.
Adrian loudly proclaimed that Daivari must have been in the weight room lately, which popped me huge.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's always a good sign, right? Duke, has anyone said that to you recently?
No. I've never looked like that.
Okay. What about Black Taurus having a new name?
Oh.
What's the name again?
The Beast.
The Beast Mortos. Beast.
Mortos.
Wrestled Alex.
Yeah, Alex is so bad, dude.
Cooked, bro. Well, I don't know. I feel like if you're cooked, you'd have to be like good at one point. So.
I mean, he does moves and all that, then he's all right, I suppose. I like the Beast Taurus Blue. Where the,
Mortis.
Like, Mortos. The Beast Mortos.
Can't call him Mortis.
Or Mortos?
Oh,
it's Mortos. You can't say Mortis.
Why?
You might get sued.
WCW?
Yeah.
Is that a different wrestler?
Bishop
was Canyon.
It
was Canyon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The match you were talking about was Cole Carter, Griff Garrison versus Angelico. Sorry, Angelico.
Angelico looked good.
He always does, brother.
He does, yeah.
Hear that music?
Real music.
That's the shit Cole should have hopped on, Joe. The Angelico beat.
Angelico.
Angelico beat. That would have been crazy.
You got a lot of people in your contract. A lot of people.
J. Cole isn't though, right?
I don't think so.
What, signed to AEW?
I can't rule it out, though. I mean,
anything's possible, isn't it?
Yeah. You never know who's going to turn up in ROH.
All right. Before we go, Matt, have you seen anything else this week, or is this your first show this week? Like, it's not
this
like
is my first show.
Yeah. I think you've missed a lot, to be fair, but I know Dukes has watched a lot of it. Dukes, give me some highlights. Cause I like this bit. This show is serving. It's just a little bit of the kind of wider wrestling world acknowledgement for Philly. What did you? What else have you seen, mate?
Definitely Megan Bain versus Micah.
Yep.
I haven't seen the full like the first half of the Stardom show. It's only like 5 matches.
Right.
It's like 5 matches in like an hour and a half. The whole show.
Incredible. I wanted to watch that show, but
there's a good Tony Storm promo.
I saw that.
She's very funny. She calls it Philadelphia.
God bless.
Yeah. The Mark Hitchcock show.
I heard that was bad.
Not a lot to write home about. RVD beat the shit out of Mike Bailey, which is very funny.
RVD uploaded a video to his YouTube channel where the premise was that a fan had asked him what his rarest action figure was. And he's like, in the midst of shooting the video, when he realizes he cannot prove this, so he's just guessing. And he has a room of every action figure ever made of, like, he actually buys the figures. Like, he's got all of them. And it's just him walking around being like, this one's pretty rare. I don't see this one often.
Yeah.
How funny is it, the idea that someone's selling a Rob Van Dam figure on eBay and they don't realize they're literally selling it to Rob? Bro's bidding with people. Try to get himself this TNA action figure.
Beast.
Anyway, Hitchcock Show's bad, Duke, yes?
Yeah.
Bloodsport was pretty good.
I don't know if I got through the whole thing, but I did like it from what I saw.
The Nationals match was the highlight.
Yes, for sure.
Nemeth's paintball was fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun. And I don't really remember anything else from the show, to be honest.
Tim Thatch and Alexander Wolf. I forget his name now, but the big lad from Sanity.
Axel.
Something on earth. Yeah. That was good. Bonnet and Johnny TV was hilarious because, of course.
Oh, the DDT show was pretty funny. Billy Starks wrestled Mao for the, I think it's called the Universal Championship or something like that. I forget what it's called, but Mao won via rock, paper, scissors because they both their shoulders were pinned at the same time. So they decided via rock, paper, scissors. And Mao retained. Mm-hmm.
Tokyo Joshi Pro Show, unsurprisingly, had a lot of antics going on there. You know, I mean, the show's on at like noon.
Yeah, they're fun,
and it's Tokyo Joshi Pro. I enjoy it in that context. You know, yeah. It's I think it's hard. Like the Johnny TV match that we were just talking about, I think plays very differently when it's on before two very serious world title matches that are about like life and death. You know, I think it's a weird. When a show is very kind of transparent about what it is, I think that's fine. I'm trying to think what else I saw. Shit. I'm going to try and watch the Santana-Shelley match from last night, or tonight, I guess. I think that's everything I've seen, though. Dukes, anything else you see, mate?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The Dean show was apparently really good.
I heard it was brilliant.
Yeah, I need to see it. I wanted to watch it live, but I could not, unfortunately.
It was like a dog collar match on that show. I heard it was fucking phenomenal. So.
Slim J had a great performance, I'm told, which made me happy. Yeah, I heard great things about it. I was on the air, unfortunately.
Apparently, Tony apologized during the scrum that he couldn't attend that show due to his schedule, like unprompted. He just decided to announce that he wanted to publicly apologize for not attending that show.
Did you see... Handwork Reviews had a tweet during that show. He was like, based on how many bald white men are in the crowd, I assume that everyone in attendance will at some point see this tweet. Bro, that show, the crowd of that show is like the Avengers.
Yeah.
Every wrestling personality online is like, at Dean. That's fucking awesome, dude. That was a really cool thing, legitimately. Like, it was super sweet. I wish I could have watched it. I'm going to try and catch up. Unfortunately, there's no worse week to try and catch up than this one, but I'm going to try. I'm really glad the show went well. But yeah, I want to quickly, because someone asked, I'll elaborate quickly. I thought, like, it was exactly the match you'd want them to have in that setting, in that Nick was kind of a bully and kind of a dick and get France Speedball out the ring, which, correct approach. Speedball had this one burst where he hit a sweet kick and went for the finish. And then, as you do in a shoot fight, Dolph hit the zigzag and choked him out. That's the way it should be. It was actually, Dukes, you saw it this afternoon. Like, it was actually done quite well, wasn't it? The zigzag. It sounds insane.
Yeah.
It was actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like it was Dolph's only good performance the weekend. So.
Yeah, the Joey Janela match was.
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming, right?
Not me.
No.
I've watched the Mark Hitchcock show. Like 3 years in a row, which for me is an accomplishment. I think you guys would both say that's a fair statement. And yeah, I saw that match was on the card and decided to go out to dinner with my wife instead.
Fair.
Yeah. Skip the Hall of Fame. How was Paulie's speech? I only saw the thing about him mentioning Brock. Chat, how was it? Does anyone know? Before we get out of here, because I'm intrigued. I would like to watch that. Okay. All right. Let's wind down here. Tomorrow night, Late Night Grimm, we review both nights of WrestleMania. Very, very exciting. Myself, Bobby, Oracle, maybe Jackie on Sunday. We're going to see what happens. People might show. We'll see. But I'm excited to review WrestleMania. Dukes, do you have anything to plug, anything to promote, mate?
Fleet Week maybe next week. Not sure. We haven't decided yet.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Confirmed shoot, Matthew Bullets. Anything to put over, mate?
No, not really. I'm going to pretty much probably stay off Twitter for the most part for the rest of the weekend. Watch some football. Probably watch the race on Sunday. Got the national championship game here in a couple days. Iowa and South Carolina. Monday, April 15th, you can join. It'll be the three of us you see on the screen here for our live grin-along of the WNBA draft.
That could actually be really funny.
Yes.
Because it would just be a wrestling podcast in which, like, every couple minutes, oh, they picked, and then it's like, you know, you guys explaining to me like, who the player is.
Maybe. Very excited, man. We're like 40 days away from first season of WNBA viewing for Joe Hulbert. If he doesn't fail on this project.
I'm going to try my best.
I believe in him.
Depends what my WrestlePurist schedule looks like, you know?
You should talk about it on WrestlePurist. Yeah. Just like interrupt Monty in the middle of
talking about
a match on Dynamite and just be like, did you see?
You see the wings game?
We went 250 last night on a Dynamite review.
Yeah,
on WrestleMania week.
That should be illegal.
I've decided I'm going to root for whoever J.C. Sheldon gets drafted by. Fair. Which opens up the scenario that we end up rooting for the same team, which would be fascinating, but we'll see what happens. I'm just waiting until the Toronto team comes, and I'm just going to go all in on them. That's about it. I hope you guys enjoy WrestleMania, those of you that are watching it.
The grandest stage in the world.
Yes.
Show of shows.
I will enjoy Rampage and Collision probably Sunday evening, back to back. Shout out to Tony Khan for making that Collision mostly missable, so I wasn't remotely tempted to stay up and watch it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed he didn't go like full freak matches on it, you know? They're not really interesting matches, are they?
I would agree with you more if it wasn't so ridiculous and I didn't have to work in the morning. But yeah.
For sure. It would have been cooler, right? If it was like, weird matches that you'd never do. Like Timothy Patrick stops by. Anyway.
Hilariously, it'll probably do a good number too, because they'll get at least the first 15 minutes, they'll get a nice big.
Yeah.
Before everyone turns it off.
Next Friday, folks, the flagship. Again, won't be in its usual time slot because we're going to be doing a grin-along for New Japan Windy City. Right, and I said this on Fleet Week, but I'll announce it again here. The three gentlemen you see on the screen, plus Manny the Hooper if he figures out time zones, and allegedly Contrarian Alex is going to be on the show.
My God.
Which could really, that could go quite poorly, couldn't it, really? Yeah, him trying to watch that show. So that's next Friday. I believe that show's at 8 Eastern, so we'll just be live alongside that next week. And after that, we're back to our usual time slot. But tonight, you know, a little bit of a shorter show, a little bit of a different show. But there's so much going on. We have two more over the weekend that we hope you enjoyed this nonetheless. Jack was quite extraordinary, really, in his cameo.
He was clapping at the camera. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. He was
right up his nose.
It is nice that maybe for the first time in LNG history, Jack got worked up and fired up about saying that he was correct about.
Yeah.
Watching those two things get combined was really incredible, right? Like, angry, aggressive Jack, and you agree with him. It's like, holy shit, this is kind of empowering.
He was like, frankly, really, really cooking for the first time.
Yeah. I was blown away. Maybe he's back, dude. I don't know.
Do you remember the great Eddie Kingston debate with you and him?
I do. Yeah. He kind of won, though, which is, I try not to think about it a lot. Now, what are you,
Nothing. Move on.
Was there a really vulgar comment that was made accidentally?
No. There was a joke that I thought of that.
All right. Post show. Okay. So again, one last time. Tomorrow, Sunday, if you're looking for a post show after WrestleMania, we got you covered. If you're watching this, wherever you're watching this, actually, give us the thumbs up on the YouTube, the subscribe, all that good stuff. Also, comment below once the video is done. Comment something like, man, Jack Crosby's a Republican, you know, like something like that.
I agree with everything Shoot said.
That would be good. Yeah. You could just post like an American flag under too. That would fit this show, I think. This show, bro, that would be on brand.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Honor is real. You could comment underneath.
Yeah.
If you comment underneath, man, it's a game changer. I don't really know how. Bob. Where's Bob at? What did Oracle think? Why does this show not have star ratings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any of those things, comment them below. It helps us. But we appreciate you guys, and we will be back. We'll be back tomorrow. All right, folks, enjoy the stand and deliver. Enjoy the WrestleMania.
Well,
have a wonderful.
Enjoy WrestleMania.
Yeah, don't enjoy stand and deliver. Actually, that's a good point.
That's right?
I'm protesting that
from
one.
The guys who just reviewed Supercard of Honor.
Dude, they left Gallows and Anderson off the show, bro.
They don't got Mark Briscoe over there, brother.
They left Gallows and Anderson, the guys who were in Bullet Club, Dukes.
Yeah.
Shame.
Isn't that show at noon tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the UFL game instead.
I will be sleeping.
That's what Dwayne will be watching.
that's what Dwayne would want for you guys.
Yes. United Football League.
Then again, if you go down the path of what Dwayne would want for us, that may end poorly, I think, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, only Bob would be comfortable with that. All right. Good shit.
True.
Enjoy this out. Bye.
Bye.